Okay, Rabosai, we are up to the last parak of Sefer Yeshayahu, Parak Samach Vav. Amazing. It's been a wonderful ride throughout these 66 prakim, but now we are up to the last one. Let's see how Sefer Yeshayahu ends off. This parak starts off unclear exactly what is the message of the beginning of the parak, according to most, according to the Abarbanel, we'll see, but we'll see. It goes through, again, similar themes that we've had throughout the Sefer, relating to Tochacha, relating to Nevuah, ultimately ending Bizman HaGeula, as most of these last prakim have been about. Says Yeshayo, and if this is this last parak is the Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, being that the third to last pasuk mentioned Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, that is what we lay. Says the Yeshayo, Kol Amar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi V'Haaretz Hadom Raglai, the heaven is my throne and the ground is my footstool. Eze Bayis Asher Tivnu Li, V'Eze Makom Menuchasi, what kind of house could you build for me? What exactly is the message? The Mefarshim explain, Rashi, the Radak, and others. Hashem is saying, again, as he said many times, maybe this is paralleling the bookends. Perek Aleph spoke about this, and Perek Samafah speaks about this. You have to know the message of the Beis HaMikdash. You think it's just to go through the motions and to bring the Karbanos? You think I need the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says? I don't need the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi. Eini tzarech leBeis HaMikdash shalachem. I don't need the Beis HaMikdash. The whole world is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. It's all for you, says the Radak, that this is going back to the first parak. Lo tzivisi ela kadesh yachinu Yisrael libam elai. It's all that you have a place to be inspired to serve me. V'yeh lahem makom miyuchad lavosham lehispalel ulahalos olos usvachim. It's all for you. Don't forget that. And if you go have a Beis HaMikdash and you don't use it properly, Yeshayo tells his own nation, his own generation, which 10 years after Yeshayo, they were going to lose the Mikdash right after all. All that, says Yeshayo, you have to know that it's not forever. Those of you who believe that it's forever, it's never going to be destroyed, that is not the case. Says the Malbim, there are many people in his generation that thought it was impossible. Hashem built this Mikdash, it's never going to be lost. Says Yeshayahu, Meshiv panav l'umat b'nei doro asher chashvu ki ha-mikdash mechaper l'avonoseim. It's something automatic. V'chi horsha lahem la'asos kol ha-to'evos bilvachi ratzu b'karban. Just bring a karban. V'shemin ha-nimna klal she-yuchrav ha-mikdash asher bo yikrivu l'fanav chela v'dam. Meshiv lahem du ki ha-mikdash kulo v'yav ki ha-karban ha-shem ha-grivim bo la-shem im k'neged secha la-adam. It's all for HaKadosh Baruch. It's all for us. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch. Hashem doesn't need us. Right? This is emphasized also by the Meshech Chachma back in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Shoftim on the pasuk of Losita Lacha Ashera Kaleitz. Don't plant a tree next to the Mizbeach. What's the emphasis? What's the message of not having a tree next to the Mizbeach? Describes the Meshech Chachma. A tree symbolizes growth, and that's why you can't have a tree there. The Mizbeach is rock, it's dirt, it doesn't grow. Just like Hashem is unchanging, right? So you can't have a tree next to the Mizbeach to teach us that message. Habor Yisbarach Kamoshe Enot Sarich L'Shleimus Kol Mitzius Enot Sarich L'Shleimus Pu'ulasam. We don't have to do anything. We don't change anything. We don't give anything to Hashem. Lahoros kavanazu tziva yisbarach, says the Meshech Chachma. Lasos mizbeach avanim v'lo yeh bashumeitz lizbonein kamosha mizbeach. Just like the mizbeach is davar she'eno nizon ve'eno tzarech l'mayim umazon, we don't have to nourish it. Kach kol inyan akarbanos lo l'sibas hazana v'hatosefes bishlemuso klal. No asherah, no wood in the mizbeach. That's the first message, says the Yeshayo Anavi in this last parak. The Abarbanel is very upset about all of this discussion. He does not think that the Yeshayo, after all of these prakim, all about the Geula Ha'asida, he's going to go back to this message of use the Beis HaMikdash for the wrong way. No, rather, says the Abarbanel, the message is, Hashem is saying, the same translation of the words, you think I need a Beis HaMikdash, but the point is, the Geula that I'm going to do is not going to be for me, says Hashem. It's going to be for you. It's going to be for Klal Yisrael, who I love. He says, he quotes the Radak and others, and the Barbanel says, Kame Beina Yipala Divrei HaChachamim. I can't believe that would be the end. We already spoke about that so many times. We don't have to end that way. Ula Yachshov Choshev, maybe the thinker could think, Shahaya Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Golas Yisrael Etzarcho. You think he needs the Geula? Kedei Sheyivnu Lo Es Beis HaMikdash V'Tiyeh Yerushalayim B'Yad Avadov L'Nushama U'L'Hasir Milibam HaMachshava HaNefsedes Hazos. That's why our parak says, you think Hashem needs the Mikdash? He doesn't need the Mikdash. The Geula is going to be for us because He loves us and He realizes it's time. So that's how our parak starts off. Hashem says, the whole world is my footstool. Not, no space can hold me in. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, notes that anybody who ever does an Avera pushes away Hashem's feet, so to speak. Because if we do an Avera, we remove Hashem from that area. We're Dochei Gragli Ashchina, based on this pasuk, because Hashem's feet are on the earth. Rabbi Schwab also talks about this, that the Malachim look around and they see the billions and billions of galaxies and they see tiny little earth. Tiny little earth in the middle of nowhere, and they realize this is where it's at. This is the only place where there's Bechira Chafshis. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. The purpose of the world is this, and that's what he looks at, and this is where he puts his feet, so to speak. There's Kol Eila Yadi Asasa. Hashem continues, V'yu Kol Eila Noam Hashem. I created all of this. V'el Ze Abit El Ani Unechei Ruach. Who do I look at most carefully? I look at those who are brokenhearted, those who hold themselves, do not hold themselves so high, right? As the saying goes, Ein Davar Shalem Kalev Shavur. There's nothing greater and more wholesome than a broken heart. That's what the pasuk says. V'chared Al Dvarim, people who focus on my words. So again, most mefarshim, the next few psukim talk about people who bring karbanos, and I don't want them. The Barba now says it's talking about the other nations. But most mefarshim today is talking about Klal Yisrael. Shochet Asher, you think you're shechting a karban? Asher, makeh ish, zoveach haseh, orif kelev, you beat somebody up and you steal their karban? When you shech an animal, it's just like you're killing a dog. Malad mincha, dam chazir. It's mitzvah b'aveira. I'm not interested, says Hashem. Masker lavona mivarech oven. You bring lavona frankincense? No, mivarech oven. It's like you're bringing in a sin. Gam heima bachru b'darcheyem u'bishikutzeyem nafshim chafetza. They do what they think. They like the previous parak. They think they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing what Hashem wants. No, it's so much. It's the panemius. And Hashem says again, as he says in the last parak, yan karasi ve'inone dibarti v'lo shameyu. I've tried. I've called. And sometimes they don't listen. Shimu dvar Hashem acharidim al dvaro. So listen, those who follow. Amru acheichem soneichem inadeichem levan shmi yechvad Hashem. Many people say to you that, you know, they hate you, they distance you. But Hashem says, v'nirah b'simchaschem v'hem yevoshu. There will come a day where you have simcha and it will be clear. Your simcha will be clear, v'hem yevoshu, and they will be the one that's embarrassed. The Gemara b'Metziah Daf Lama Gimel darshens on this pasuk. Acheichem, soneichem, and adeichem. People, it's bali mikra, bali mishnah. People who use Torah for their own purposes, that even from within, and they try to distort it. Rav Schwab says maybe bali mikra means people who only learn Torah and Tanakh, and they don't believe in Torah Shval Peh. When adeichem, the Gemara says bali mishnah. People who know, learn things by different parts of Torah, but they don't try to put it all together. They don't see the entire Mesorah. And they all think that that's what Hashem wants. No, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nirah b'simchaschem hem yevoshu, for the misuse of Torah. Kol sha'on me'ir, and then what is going to happen? There's going to be a loud sound, a tumult from the city. Kol me'echol, kol Hashem mishalim gmul lo'ayva. There's going to come a time when there's going to be gmul for every single wicked act that took place in the history of the world. Hashem is going to bring a gmul. And at that time, Beterim Tachil Yalada. And as the Rasham are being punished, Yushalayim is going to sprout forth. And before we know it, in a second, Beterim Tachil, before the labor pains are over, Yalada, there's going to be a baby. Right, Yerushalayim's children, that's us. Beterem yavo chevel lav imlita zachar. Before the labor pains, she's going to have a boy. Right, all the children are going to come. All of a sudden, the Radak says, ki pitom tavo Yisrael Yisrael. When it's ready, when it happens, that makabat patish, boom, it's going to happen. Pitom. The Chafetz Chaim, I've quoted in the past, the beautiful Ha'ara, the Chafetz Chaim picks up on one word at the end of Baloscha, where Hashem appears to Moshe and Aaron and Miriam at the end of the discussion of Saras, and before at the beginning of that discussion, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and it says, "Vayomar Hashem pitom el Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'el Miriam." Salu shlashtachem elo amoy. And Rashi quotes, "Hayitzokin mayim mayim l'tfila." Where's the water? Where's the water? We need to go to the mikvah. Why did he do that? He was trying to teach them that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to be parish ben Aisha, because I could appear to him at any second. Vakavana shelafichach. This is the Chafetz Chaim in the end of Maimer Torah Or, which is printed at the beginning of his commentary Asif HaSakenim, where he puts together a number of achronim on Seder Kachim. So he has a 12 perek hakdama to that, to his to his commentary why it's important to learn Kachim, and in the last parak he talks about the importance of Sipisa Yeshua. Says what does Pito mean there? Says the Chavetz Chaim Shemizei Yavinu Shetzadak Moshe Shapirish Ben Aisha Kiven Shlohaya Yodea Emas Hayidaber Imakadosh Baruch Hu. He would never know. The Hayatzarach Lios Muchan Betari had to be ready every second. Says the Chavetz Chaim. The pasuk also says in Malachi Pitom Yavol Hechalo Haadon Asher Atem Evakshim. Mashiach is going to come Pitom, like the Radak here explains our pasuk Pitom. And since it's going to become suddenly, we have to be ready. Says the Chavetz Chaim. V'kivin Shayishua bihigalus kvodo yisbarach yehi pitom lo yia azman lahachin atzmam laavoda. You're not going to have time. Asher limudu lo l'shar l'shar time. It doesn't take an hour or two to get ready for avoda. Chamesh shanim v'limid hilchaz avoda l'halavim hayad nisra chamesh shanim, as Chulin says, b'prat b'koanim, and therefore you have to spend time doing it now, because the gula is going to come pitom. That's our pasuk too. Before we know it, Yerushalayim is going to be full. The kibbutz galios. The Malbim even says, interestingly, the Malbim says first there's going to be a little bit. There's going to be a little bit, a little process, and eventually everybody. Says the Malbim right here on our pasuk. Biterem niba kizman rav lefnei bi'az hagoel yiskapsu anashim watim mibnei hagola. There'll be some people that come back and start living in Yerushalayim. And afterwards, there'll be Chevle Yoleda, there'll be Gogol Magog. And then there'll be the Kibbutz Hagadol Haklali. When is that? How is that? Can we would love to think that it's already happened, that maybe the 1800s, the beginning of Shiva Tzion, that was the first, then the World War II was the Gogol Magog, and now it's the larger Kibbutz. Whatever, we don't know exactly, as Rabbi Schwab is going to end off our parak soon. But either way, the Malbim says there's going to be a few stages, and then finally the last stage, boom, is going to be quick. Mishama kazos, mi raka ela. Who has ever heard of this, seen this? Hayuchal eretz biyom echad, im yivalid goy pam echad. Could a nation come back so quickly? Hashem says, I can do it. Ha'ani ashvir v'lo olid. I'm the one that puts her on the birthing stool. I'm not going to cause her to give birth. Imaniya molid v'atzarti amar lo kayach. After I give the holada, I'm going to close off the birth? No! It's going to happen. And then we have a famous pasuk, Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba. Kalo aveha. Be happy, Yerushalayim. This is a way to end off Yishayo. V'gilu ba, be besimcha with her. All those who love her. Sisu itam masos. All those who mourn her will have happiness. The Gemara in Tainis and in Baba Basra Darshan on this pasuk, whoever is the misablim will be zochet to the sason. Kol ha-misabal Yerushalayim, zochet v'roa b'simchasa. V'she'eno misabal Yerushalayim, eina roa b'simchasa. We darshan, as it says, simchu az Yerushalayim giluba, Kol ha-misablim aleha, and the Chasam Sofer and others point out that it's in present tense. Zoche v'roa v'simchasa. It's not yizke v'yira. Because if we're still mourning, that means it's still there. It means it hasn't been forgotten. We're not trying to get past. We're not trying to move on. We haven't moved on. It's still going to be part of our lives even right now. Laman kinsku savatim, and we're going to be so happy. We're going to be like a baby that nursed and was satiated. First, I'm explaining. Imagine a baby nurses from his mother and he just like falls asleep. He's satiated. He's full. There's no worries in the world. There's no worries in the world. That's what it's going to be like a baby suckling. Radak says, a baby has no worries. He doesn't have to work hard for it. And he just cries a little bit. He lets his das known. And the mother gives. That's what it's going to be like. There's not going to be any hardships. Ki ko amar Hashem. You will have peace. You'll have the covet of the goyim. You'll sit on laps. The radak continues like a baby, a 4 or 5 year old, sits on a lap. Also, no worries. They're just enjoying their parents' company. Ki'ish asher imo tenachamenu. Like a man being comforted by his mother. Hashem is our father, Avinu Malkeinu, but here in this pasuk, he's described as our mother. Kenanochi anachemchem uvi Yerushalayim tenuchamu. In Yerushalayim, in the place where the greatest churban was, that's where we're going to have the nechama. Rabbi Schwab points out, usually we think of comforting by a parent, by a mother, we think of that as a child. A child needs comfort. But here, obviously, we're talking about a nation. We're talking about grown men. Grown men being comforted. How could a grown man be comforted? In an intellectual plane. How is that? That it's going to be explained to us. Hashem is going to show us how everything was part of the divine plan. That's going to be the comfort. This nevuah is picturing a grown man who comes to his mother for comfort. If a grown man can find comfort in his mother, she must indeed be a very special person. What comfort can a mother give? an intelligent life wizened mother could say, my son, I know you've suffered so much, but all your suffering will eventually turn out to be for the best. When I gave birth to you, I also suffered a lot. I still remember the great pain I had during your birth, but it turned out for the best because I have you. And just as my pain turned into great happiness, so will your pain too eventually disappear and turn into great happiness. That's the mashal here. That will get comforted by Hashem like a mother. Uri isem v'sas livchem, you will see and your heart will be happy inside. True inner happiness. Va'atzmoseichem kadeshet tefrachna, your bones will flourish. V'noda yad Hashem es avadav v'zom es oivav. And the yad Hashem will be known to all of his servants. Kihinei, and at the same time, the balance back and forth. You will be zochet, the enemies won't. Kihinei Hashem ba'esh yavo v'chasufa markavosav. Hashem will come down in fire to punish those who have hurt us. But that's part of the Nechama, that we see this just, we see all the tragedies, in the ones who caused all of our tragedies will get their just punishment. Hashem's in fire, v'chulu. The last couple, next couple of psukim are somewhat hard to understand, what they're referring to, but we'll go with most to assume. It's talking about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the world. Hamas kachim, amitar, melagagos, those who get ready and prepare themselves to go up to their roofs to serve all of the gods. Ochli psar chazir, vasheket v'achbar yachtov, yasufu, they'll all be destroyed, they'll all be gathered in. V'anochi ma'aseim ha'achshavoseihem, ba'a, their actions, their thoughts have all come, v'kabetzas kol adayim, I'm going to gather all of the nations. Uva uveros kvoti, they'll eventually see my covet. Rashi and others, this is referring to Gog u'Magog, all the nations of the world will eventually see the covet. V'samti v'mos, what's going to happen? Everybody is going to be punished, and there will be v'shlachtim and platim. There'll be a few platim, those who survived, to go back to their nations, Tarshish, Pul, Valut, to tell them what happened, to tell them what they saw, and that itself will inspire all of those around. Rabbi Schwab again says here, we have no idea who is Gog u'Magog. We have no idea what this is referring to. What is the unifying force that unites almost the whole world to want to destroy Israel? What is the nature of the miraculous plague referred to here? Who are the platim? Who are the far-flung nations? We have no idea. It is obvious that the entire Gog u'Magog episode, writes Rabbi Schwab, has been purposely veiled and concealed from us. No matter how hard we try to get at the specifics of this event, we will be unsuccessful. Our task is merely to learn the generalities of these nevuos. As the Rambam says, this does not lead us to Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem. No, we just got to hope. We know there's going to be a time when everybody's going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gamehem, let's go to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. From them, from those lost Jews all over the world, Ekach LaKohanim LaVim Amar Hashem. They'll be so assimilated, they won't even know they're Jewish. But I'll go and I'll pick them out, and I'll say, you're a Kohen, you're a Levi, you're a Jew. Ki Kasher, now getting back to what we discussed in the previous parak, it's going to be like a whole new existence when Mashiach comes. Ki Kasher HaShemayim HaChadoshim, V'aretz HaChadosha, Asher Ani Oseh Omdim Lefanai, when it's the new heavens and earth will stand there. Ken Yamod Zarachem V'Shemchem, your name, your Zerah will also be new and eternal. And then we have the famous pasuk, V'ayamidei chodesh b'chadsho, midei Shabbos b'shabbato, it'll be every month, every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos. Yavo chol basar lehishtachavos lefanai amar Hashem, everyone will come and serve me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone will come serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, this is not talking about Aliyah L'Regel. Yontif is Yontif. But this is talking about on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Yalkut, how do we do that? Every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we're going to go. Heich Efshar, says the Yalkut, Tavkov Gimel. Heich Efshar, Sheyavo Kol Basar, B'Yerushalayim, B'chol Shabbos, B'chol Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Levi, Asida Yerushalayim, Lios Keretz Yisrael, Ve'eretz Yisrael, K'chol Olam Kulo. Number one, it's going to be expanded, the entire city of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Ve'heich Boim, B'Rosh Chodesh, B'Shabbos, B'Sof HaOlam. Ella, if it's Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be like the whole world, but how are people going to come from the other side of the world? Ella ha'avim, the clouds will bring them. Ha'avim ba'im b'to'anim osam, umivim osam l'Yerushalayim, famous palim sham baboker. They'll dive in there. And then the Medrash continues, what about Rosh Chodesh Avodah on Shabbos? It'll bring us twice. They'll bring us, the Medrash says, ba'im shnei pa'amim, echad shal Shabbos ve'echad shal Rosh Chodesh, ba'avim to'anim osam ba'ashkama, umivim osam l'Yerushalayim, mispalim sham baboker, ve'to'anim osam l'bateyem, twice. Interesting, why can't we just daven both once we're there? Maybe this alludes to the sugya of when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Is it Shabbos Kama Rosh Chodesh? Is it two? Is it a fused Kedusha? We discussed that in the past, a Lamdish issue, but that Medrash, that Yalkut is amazing. We're going to have two. But that's how we're all going to go. L'shtachavos, L'fanai, Amar, Hashem, we're all going to go daven there, the special uniqueness of Rosh Chodesh and of Shabbos. The Radak says, on the more pshat level. No, it means that whoever's very close, whoever lives in Yerushalayim, go to the Beis HaMikdash every Shabbos. Whoever lives a little further goes on Rosh Chodesh. If you live very far, you'll come on the Chagim. It all depends on the distance that you live from. Beis HaMikdash. Also, there's a machlokas, whether it's referring to Jews, which we've spoken about just now, or the Malbim suggests, maybe it's talking about other nations, the Radak also, maybe it's talking about other nations. There's also a Gemara in Sota that darshans on the word basar. Lehishtachavos called basar. Basar is soft. What does that teach us? When we daven, we have to be soft. Says the Gemara Amar Chizkia, Ein tfilaso shel adam nishma'as, Ela imkeim mesim libo kabasar. A person's prayer is not heard unless they put their heart like basar. Shnei amar vayimidei chodesh b'chadsho yavochal basar l'shtachavos. Rashi says there, sota dafhei, basar shehu rach velo ke'even shehu kashe. We have to be soft and malleable when we daven in order to be able to daven properly. So that's midei chodesh b'chadsho. Continuing, I'm sorry, one other point on this pasuk. The Mishnah in Idios says on Midei Chodesh B'Chadsho that the Mishpat of Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. Remember that Mishnah in Idios in the second paragraph talks about all the different dates, right? That the Mishpat Daramabel was for a year, Eov was for a year, Mishpat Mitzrim, Shnei Masar Chodesh, Gogu Magog, Shnei Masar Chodesh, Mishpat Rishoyim, B'Gehenim, Shnei Masar Chodesh, Shneimar, all these things are a year, V'Midei Chodesh B'Chadsho. It's all Midei Chodesh B'Chadsho, and we're about to talk about the Rishoyim. We know the minhag is, the Berhetev quotes, that we only say Kaddish for 11 months because we want to assume that all of our relatives were tzaddikim, and therefore they don't need that 12th month. But that idea is based on this pasuk. The Yatzuv Ra'u, and those who come to Yerushalayim, and those who come to be inspired, if they ever forget and are not inspired, they'll go outside the Yerushalayim walls and they'll look out. V'yatzuv Ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshimbi. They'll see either literally or they'll remember the corpses, those who rebelled against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, they'll remember the schar, be kitolata motamus v'ishan lotichbe, forever and ever, that message will be clear. The minhag is to repeat the last pasuk to end on a positive note, v'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho midei shavei shabato, yavocha basur l'shachvos lefanai. They're all going to come to me, Amar Hashem. Rabbi Schwab says that if you look at Yishayahu, it does not end happily ever after. The last pasuk is about the Rishayim, because the messages of Yeshayahu are so deep. It's not just soft and nice. It's so deep. It means that there's going to come a time that we're going to get ultimate eternal simcha, and the Rishayim will get ultimate eternal, the opposite of simcha. We have Bechira Chavshis. Rather, Rabbi Schwab ends, we human beings have freedom of choice and are rewarded and punished in accordance with the choices we have made, but we know that on a national level, Yishayahu Hanavi, Kulo Nechama, as the Gemara termed it, even though there's a lot of other topics here as well, but that's how the Gemara and Baba Basra categorized it, and we, Baruch Hashem, have had the schus of learning all about the Nechamas of Yishayahu and all of the other messages of Yishayahu. And Baruch Hashem should give us the schus to be able to continue our path, our march, in all of his Torah, in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. We should be zochet to keep learning much Torah together for many years.